Exercise 5.10. Say these suggestions in a more informal way, like this. You hear?
They could have a system for paying bills in other countries.
You say?
Why don't they have a system for paying bills in other countries?
You hear the correct answer.
Why don't they have a system for paying bills in other countries?
Now you try. 1.
They should introduce common industrial standards.
2.
They could have one currency for the whole community.
Why don't they have one currency for the whole community?
3. They should stop passport checks between the countries.
Why don't they stop passport checks between the countries?
4. They should recognize all professional qualifications throughout the community.
Why don't they recognize all professional qualifications throughout the community?
5. They could have a unified foreign policy.
Why don't they have a unified foreign policy?
6. They should allow people to work in any member country.
Why don't they allow people to work in any member country?
7. They could introduce a pension scheme to operate in all the member countries.
Why don't they introduce a pension scheme to operate in all the member countries?
8. They should buy more from one another.
Why don't they buy more from one another?
Exercise 5.13. The International Money Programme.
When the Caribbean Community CARICOM held its annual summit meeting in Nassau, the capital of the Bahamas, early in July, the main issue was how to revive community trade, which is steadily declining in a climate of mistrust and protectionism. Jeremy Taylor in Port of Spain, Trinidad, explains how CARICOM leaders intend to dismantle trade barriers and get goods moving again.
Quite apart from the tensions that still linger from last October's crisis in Grenada, the quarrels of the last few years over regional trade were obviously on Caribbean leaders' minds as they gathered in Nassau. Not only are Guyana and Jamaica in economic crisis, with the Jamaican dollar devalued by over 60% in the last 8 months, but CARICOM's richest member, Trinidad and Tobago, put up import barriers last October, leaving Barbados' 250,000 population as the only easily accessible market. Total regional trade fell by nearly 15% last year. The community's payment system is choked because Guyana can't clear its nearly $100 million debt. Many CARICOM states are trying to sell each other the same basic range of products, and the serious conflicts between Trinidad and Tobago and other CARICOM members. Trinidad feels that CARICOM is using it as a dumping ground and not buying enough Trinidad exports, while the other members feel that Trinidad's new import restrictions are damaging their economies. The Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister, George Chambers, made it clear at the start of the summit that he was fed up with playing patron to CARICOM and would only dismantle import controls in return for assurances that CARICOM would buy more. He issued an icy rebuke for the malice and abuse he said had been poured on Trinidad and declared that the only real item on the agenda was whether regional integration was to continue and on what terms. He got the assurances he wanted, together with a change in the treaty to make it harder for CARICOM members to sell repackaged goods from outside the community on preferential terms. However, the final communique did reflect one of CARICOM's major anxieties, the international debt crisis, which is slowly making itself felt in the region. The summit called on the International Monetary Fund to extend the period of adjustment under extended fund facilities to 5 years. It urged the World Bank to make more funds available for structural readjustment and recommended longer repayment periods and rescheduling of short-term debt by commercial banks. Jeremy Taylor in Port of Spain for the BBC's International Money Programme.
Unit 6. A Country's Economy. Exercise 6.2. Explain Brazil's financial events for 1983 with the cassette.
In January 1983, Brazil signed a letter of intent with the IMF. The BIS provided more bridging finance of $950 million. In February, America topped up its bridging loan with another $400 million. The bank signed an agreement for a $4.4 billion long-term loan. On February the 28th, the IMF board approved the loan. In return, Brazil promised to reach its economic targets, in particular the reduced indexation of wages. In April, there was a record monthly trade surplus of $606 million. In May, the IMF stopped further disbursement of its loan as Brazil failed to meet its targets. The banks froze their loan, too. On July the 13th, Decree Law 2045 was introduced to limit wage adjustments to 80% of the inflation rate. On August the 31st, debt arrears stood at $2.53 billion. In September, a new $11 billion package was announced. $6.5 billion was to come from commercial banks. On October the 19th, Congress rejected Decree Law 2045. On October the 27th, Decree Law 2065 modified the de-indexation of wages. On November the 9th, Congress approved Decree Law 2065. On November the 22nd, the IMF board approved a new economic program. It released the $1.17 billion loan held back since May. Nearly all of it went to repay the BIS. On December the 12th, the banks released the last $1.8 billion of their $4.4 billion loan. Most of it went to repay their own bridging facility. In late December, the banks signed a new $6.5 billion loan to see Brazil into 1984.
Exercise 6.5.
A-Land sold cars worth $40 million to B-Land and worth $100 million to other countries. It had no other visible exports. B-Land's exports to A-Land, mainly coffee and sugar, were worth $30 million, and to other countries, $150 million. A-Land also imported other food and industrial machinery worth $100 million, and B-Land imported luxury goods worth $120 million from other countries, excluding A-Land. Tourists visiting B-Land spent about $80 million. However, B-Land paid A-Land about $90 million each year in loan interest and for visiting experts and insurance payments. It paid the same amount to other countries for similar services. A-Land's invisible imports from A-Landers visiting other countries, including B-Land, were $65 million. They also spent $60 million on other services from other countries. However, they were paid $95 million from countries, excluding B-Land, for services they provided. A-Land's gross domestic product was $110 million, and B-Land's GDP was $55 million.
Exercise 6.8. Report what the article Birth of an IMF Baby said, like this. You hear, the government will sign a new letter of intent. You say,
the article said the government would sign a new letter of intent.
You hear the correct answer.
The article said the government would sign a new letter of intent.
Now you try. 1. The government has agreed to reduce the current account deficit.
The article said the government had agreed to reduce the current account deficit.
2. The public sector deficit is at a real rate of 2.7%.
The article said the public sector deficit was at a real rate of 2.7%.
3. The inflation rate will fall to 2.5% per month.
The article said the inflation rate would fall to 2.5% per month.
4. Brazil has set a target inflation rate of 51% per annum.
The article said Brazil had set a target inflation rate of 51% per annum.
5. Debt service obligations will amount to $18.6 billion.
The article said debt service obligations would amount to $18.6 billion.
6. The government is negotiating to roll over the principal.
The article said the government was negotiating to roll over the principal.
7. Brazil requested a rescheduling of $2 billion worth of debt.
The article said Brazil had requested a rescheduling of $2 billion worth of debt.
8. Brazil wants a 3 to 4 year grace period.
The article said Brazil wanted a 3 to 4 year grace period.
Exercise 6-9. Say these words and phrases with the same stress pattern as the cassette. 1. Foreign debt. 2.
Brazil.
3. Recession. 4.
Imports.
5. Optimistic. 6.
Policies.
7. Austerity. 8.
Business leaders.
9. Been presented with. 10.
5,000 people.
11. Letter of intent. 12.
Planning minister.
13. Government decree. 14.
House of Congress.
15. International. 16.
Rate of inflation.
17. Decree. 18.
Inflation.
19. Estimated at. 20.
Estimated.
21. Political. 22.
Capital.
23. Interest. 24.
Under fire.
Exercise 6-10. Say the equivalent to the fraction or percentage you hear, like this. You hear a fifth. You say
20%.
You hear the correct answer.
20%.
Now you try. 10%.
A tenth.
12.5%.
An eighth.
20%.
A fifth.
A quarter.
25%.
33.3%.
A third.
A half.
50%.
Three quarters.
75%.
66.6%.
Two thirds.
50%.
A half.
A third.
33.3%.
25%.
A quarter.
75%.
Three quarters.
Exercises 611, 612, and 614. The International Money Program.
The new chairman of Brazil's central bank, Senhor Celso Pastore, is back in Brasilia after a rapid round-the-world tour during which he tried to persuade 800 of the country's creditor banks to lend or re-lend some $12 billion. He is also seeking the release of another $4.5 billion loan, agreed at the beginning of this year, but held up because of Brazil's failure to meet the terms of its first agreement with the International Monetary Fund. The new request for cash comes in the wake of a new agreement with the IMF, under which Brazil undertakes to slash inflation, cut public spending, increase exports, and curb imports. From Sao Paulo, Patrick Knight sent this report.
Brazil is asking the banks to lend the new money for a period of 9 years, rather than the 8 which has been customary. For there to be a 5 years grace period, double the normal, and it is also asking banks to accept a cut in the spread, or special fee, on top of the interest rate, which varies according to what the risk involved is felt to be by the banks. Brazil is also asking for its renegotiating fees to be reduced. Despite Brazil's difficulties, and the fact that this year banks are being paid interest on their loans considerably in arrears, if at all, most banks continue to make huge profits out of their Brazilian business. And Brazil is asking them to reduce them, to an extent which may cut $80 million off fees paid to bankers next year. Central banker Celso Pastore has asked banks to come up with their answer by the middle of November, by which time Brazil's arrears in interest and other payments will be more than $3.5 billion. On the one hand, the banks are anxious for Brazil to have the money to start repaying them interest, so at least their books look in a better sort of shape. But on the other hand, many banks, in particular smaller United States regional banks, banks in Europe, the Far and Middle East, comparatively new to Brazil, are anxious to reduce their lending to the country, fearing that this new request for money will not be the last, which is, in fact, the general feeling. Creditor banks are being asked to raise their lending here by about 12.5%, an eighth. As to meet all its commitments, Brazil's debt will have to increase by almost that amount this year, to pass the $90 billion mark. It'll pass the $100 billion barrier during next year, although the country's economy is now shrinking rather than growing. Banks are adamant that before they lend any money on November 15th, the IMF must have started to release its standby loan, which has been held up until the new agreement was reached. One stumbling block is that the Brazilian Congress, with new teeth since last November's elections, has proved unwilling to make law a presidential decree restricting wage rises to 80% of inflation. The government is convinced that wages are the main reason why inflation continues to soar. It's now running at more than 150% a year. But not everybody else is, many feeling that government spending is the major culprit. However, until some agreement on this difficult point is reached, the banks lending the new money is an academic point. They won't do it without assurances that inflation will fall next year.